Now, I'm delighted today to be joined by Ian Edmonds of the Brentwood First Group and Councillor Graham Clark, representing the Liberal Democrats on Brentwood Council. Gentlemen, thank you very much for agreeing to come in and talk to us today about the William Hunter Way cinema project. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Now, I believe both of you... that's wrong, actually. We had a last-minute change of guests here, so that doesn't apply. Graham, I believe you, along with all of the other opposition councillors on Brentwood Borough Council, have jointly issued a statement alleging an 8-year cover-up by the council. Can you tell us what's in that statement?
That's correct. We did issue a statement, and it covered basically the history of the William Hunter Way project, and in particular, that over the last year, where an alternative bidder has come forward and offered more money, significantly more money, than the council has accepted, and we are angry about that.
Yes,
we have not been informed about that formally.
Okay, I should explain, Ian, you're a prospective candidate, I believe.
Yeah, I'm standing in Brentwood North.
Yes.
In May.
Yeah.
So I'm not a councillor as such.
Not at the moment. No, but you're hoping to be. Okay. Excellent. So now the statement does contain emotive language, suggesting the council had been bamboozled into accepting a dramatically revised offer, or drastically revised offer, and that the council had an apathetic approach to the whole affair. They're kind of very strong charges, aren't they? What grounds are they based on?
Well, this is. Our opinion,
yep.
But it's borne out in our opinion by the facts. The developer, Stockland, agreed years ago that they would pay the council a certain amount of money.
Yep.
And the contract, all laid out in black and white, with a final termination date of December of last year.
Okay.
Now, 3 months before that, in October, Stockland, from the information we were given, suddenly said, no, we're going to pay you less than we said in the contract. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
So effectively, with 3 months to go, the Conservative administration, just like a little puppy, turned over, legs in the air, and said, oh, all right then, we'll give in. We'll take $100,000 a year less than you said in the contract.
Right.
And that was it. They accepted it.
And was it at this time that the Aquila offer was on the table?
It was on the table, I believe, in March or April of last year.
Of last year.
So the council had known about that for many months. And, of course, for I suppose some of your listeners won't know of Aquila. They, from what they've told us, they have supported developments in Chelmsford and, I believe, Ipswich. Both times with Waitrose, so you know, these are reputable companies.
Absolutely. Now, I don't think they were one of the original bidders for the enterprise, was it? They came on sort of late in the day, didn't they?
That's another interesting point. Mm. There only was one bidder.
One bidder, yeah.
Stockland.
Mm. Okay.
Now, European law says you have to put things out to tender. For some reason, and I wasn't a councillor at the time. So I don't know the detail of the decisions that were made. We didn't go out to tender. This council did not go out to tender.
Okay. Have you ever had an explanation as to why that is?
It was complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the legalities of it, but that's a question we've continually asked. Why did it not go out to tender?
Okay. Now, you're claiming that the council kept quiet about the offer from Aquila. In fact, wouldn't the council be bound to conduct all their negotiations in private? After all, they could hardly tell the world what was being offered or discussed by the rival parties, otherwise competing bidders would know what each other was offering. And you accuse them of not being open, but how could they possibly tell the world what was in the rival bids?
Well, yes, that is a very good question. And it does take time to think your way through all this.
Okay.
One answer is that at the time of, back in October, at the time when Stockland came along and said, the market has turned down, it's not appropriate for us to pay you the amount we agreed in the original contract, we will pay you less. That was backed up by advisors to the council saying, yes, this is reasonable in the current market. However, at that time, the administration knew that there was a higher bid on the table.
Ah.
So effectively, they had other market information, and they chose not to use that or tell us councillors about it. Now, if we'd known that, we'd have said, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
There may be information saying that the advisors may say that's the market bid, but here's a higher bid.
Okay.
So How does that tally?
And at that point, I mean, you know, these contracts do have sort of penalty clauses. Could the council have got out of the contract with Stockland penalty free? Do you know?
Well,
from what I understand, from what Russell has said, that the contract ended December last year. You could walk away now.
Okay.
And there's no penalty clause.
Even now. Yeah.
Even now.
Right. Okay. Well. Okay. That's actually answered my next question, so I'll just turn the page over. Right. Now, the fact remains that the council did enter into a contractual agreement with Stockland, and the independent legal advice they received apparently reaffirmed that they cannot enter into an agreement with any other party until or unless the agreement's terminated. So, you know, would that stop them withdrawing from the Stockland deal? Or because it wasn't really terminated, was it? They changed the terms.
No,
yeah?
That's correct. If you're in a contract with one party, you can't enter into a competing contract with another.
Right.
But that's not the point. The point is you stop one contract.
Okay.
And there's nothing to stop you having discussions with another party.
Right.
In parallel.
Right.
Louise McKinley, the leader of the administration here, sent out a tweet on the day that we were planning to meet with the Aquila representatives, saying that this was dangerous, destructive, disgraceful and arrogant behaviour by the Lib Dems over William Hunter Way. Now, dangerous is driving at 60 miles an hour in a 30-mile limit.
Yes.
Not having a meeting in a council room with businessmen.
And after all, you are opposition councillors.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Now, you're alleging, I assume you're alleging, some sort of cover-up. Now, there can only be two reasons for a cover-up. It's either incompetence or corruption. Which do you think it is?
Well, we are alleging that the full information was not given to the council when the decision was made.
Okay.
Cover-up's a very emotive term.
Okay.
It's a good politician's term.
Okay.
The administration, are they incompetent? Well, to an extent, yes, because we look at all the opportunities they've missed.
Right.
There's an extra 100,000 on the table per year that could have gone into, would go into the council's bank account in the future.
Yep.
£100,000, that's worth 2% off council tax.
And also, the Aquila deal was an extra half a million on top of what was already bid. So they put an extra $500,000 on top of what was already bid in that initial.
So what we're saying is, the council has a general duty to act in the best interest of the public.
Yeah.
So I hope there are a lot of your listeners saying, well, hang on a minute, surely an extra 100,000 a year sort of sounds like it would be in our best interest.
It's a guaranteed revenue on year.
Sure. Okay, well, I have to put to you, though, it's easy to criticise when you're in opposition and not directly responsible for the decisions that have to be made. How would you answer suggestions that your allegations are just an attempt to make political capital ahead of the local elections in May?
Well, that is, they are more than just attempting to make political capital.
Right.
We want to win seats, both our parties, Brentwood First and Liberal Democrats and Labour. We want to win seats off the Conservatives because we don't believe they're doing a good job in Brentwood. We don't believe that the actions they are taking are going to benefit Brentwood as much as actions we would have taken in their place.
Right.
That's it.
That's a fair answer, Well, a meeting of the cross-party working group of councillors has been scheduled for the 22nd of January to discuss progress to date, ahead of negotiations with Stockland, scheduled to be completed by the end of this month. What do you expect from that meeting?
My expectation is that a penalty clause, which was the reason for the deferral to the end of January, will have been agreed.
Right.
I won't attempt to guess what will be in that penalty clause. It will be almost, could be almost anything. It could be, well, the whole point of the penalty clause was if Stockland were late, if they just dragged their heels, as both sides have dragged their heels over the past 7 years or however long this has been going on for, then they should pay a penalty. Well, maybe it's 50 pence.
Right.
That would meet the terms of the council's decision.
Right.
Is that what we're going to see? Okay. Or maybe it's £1,000. But unless it's a significant amount of money, Stockland will have managed to work their way around the council's negotiators again.
Right. Isn't this already a done deal? What can you stop? How can you stop it?
We can stop it by getting into power and then reviewing the contract, taking legal advice and changing things.
Okay. And the other aspect of, well, given all the technical changes that have and continue to be made in home entertainment, is there really any demand for a cinema anyway? Realistically, does a cinema make any sense?
Yeah, I have to admit, I wrote to the Gazette about this because, I mean, people nowadays are buying these massive screens and they've got Netflix and they've got so on and so forth.
Surround
home
sound,
entertainment, you can literally watch a feature movie within months of its release in the cinema. So that gap is getting shorter. Do we need a cinema? But the thing is, people are always going to go to a cinema. I think they will, but a multiplex cinema, I'm not so sure about that. You know, this is the thing. The other thing about that is the plans that were drawn out are, what are they, 7 years old or something like that?
Exactly.
They were drawn out for that time. They didn't take into consideration, as James Sapwell from Lib Democrat said, they didn't take into consideration the advances in digital sound and lighting and so on for the cinema.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could build that with those current plans and the cinema. We just look at the cinema. People just look at that and think, well, how can we show, you know, the latest movies with the latest digital technology.
I believe the Brentwood Gazette did do a poll of their readers on this last year. I haven't got the figures to hand, but the percentage of people who said they would use a cinema regularly was quite low, I think. Well, look, we have extended an invitation to the leader of Brentwood Council to come in and put the council's view firmly on record, and I'm hoping, we haven't heard yet, but I'm hoping that we might have someone from the Conservative administration in tomorrow. If they were here now, what question would you like to ask them? Sorry, I know I sprung this on you, it's a bit naughty. But
Just like being in the council chamber.
Yeah, you're right.
Unexpected questions. Well, I guess the question I would ask is, how can you pass up £100,000 a year that would go into to benefit the ratepayers in this borough?
Sure.
Yeah, and that extra £500,000 that, you know, that has come from it.
Yeah.
That is initial payment, you know.
Yeah.
But the other thing, the thing that does stick in a lot of people's throat is the fact that only one party was allowed a tender to it. It just wasn't put out to more than one party. That's what, you know, does stick in some people's mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is another thing that they need to answer for. Yeah.
All right.
Bob, one thing you might find interesting, this information that we've just come into our hands, again, it's about the value of the land at William Hunter Way.
Okay.
Well, just next door to it, of course, there's a rather large store that I imagine a lot of people in Brent would use called Sainsbury's.
Yep. Yeah.
According to what's in the trade magazine, just within the last 3 weeks, Sainsbury's have sold that land for £77 million.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, we're going to get $225,000 a year for the William Hunter Way.
And that's a bigger site, isn't it? I think
yes,
William Hunter Way.
It's a much bigger site.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're not comparing exactly like with like, but that land is extremely valuable, and it comes back to my original point. We are not, this administration is not getting the true value from the Stockland deal.
Okay, gents. Well, thank you very much, Ian Edmonds and Councillor Graham Clark. We very much hope that someone from the Conservative administration will come in to answer some of those points tomorrow. And if they do, I will put them to them. So thanks for joining me
today.
Thank you
very much.
All the best. Cheers.